Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad to have you with me. So happy that you are studying the Word of God. My prayer is that God is teaching you about Himself and His Son Jesus and His ways to be in this world. God wants to live with us eternally, and we get a great head start on that when we just study the Bible, find out what God wants us to know about His ways and His idea of living this life. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless you and give you thanks and praise for who you are and what you've done for us. You gave us life. You created us. You gave us breath. You sustain our lives. And Lord, you've given us the benefit and blessing of your word, and we're just so grateful to you. We thank you for this time we can study your word, and we ask, as you promised, that you'd send your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth. Our idea, Lord, is just to know you better and to know what you'd like us to have in our lives. So bless us today, we pray, as we study. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is A City with Great Joy. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 8, and verse 8. The physician Luke wrote how Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And in chapter 8 and verse 8 of the book of Luke, our book of Acts, Luke shared how there was a great joy in that city, where we read, and there was great joy in that city. The verse begins, and there was great joy. Luke began with the words, and there was great joy, which means, and there existed massive, large, and abundant gladness, cheerfulness, and calm delight in the following. Luke shared how an abundant cheerfulness and calm delight came upon the following. The verse goes on to say, in that city. Luke continued with the words, in that city, which means within the dwelling place, habitation, and abode of Samaria. Luke shared how the entire habitation and abode of Samaria was filled with exceeding gladness because of the miracles and gospel which were presented there. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we discover the reaction of the whole city of Samaria to the outpouring of God's Spirit through his gospel and miracles as preached and performed by Philip. The whole town was exceedingly joyful, and the abundance of calm delight was widely known and experienced. God loves to pour out his Spirit through his Son Jesus upon anyone who surrenders their life to him. And when they yield themselves to Jesus, he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Exceeding joy comes upon those who know the freedom Jesus brings from the bondage of sin. And should he physically make them whole, there's an added benefit to worshiping him. Let all who read and hear these words examine themselves to determine whether they live in abundant cheerfulness and submit themselves to Jesus when they find themselves lacking in that area. Next time, Luke shares about a certain man called Simon. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.